And that is an important discussion that I'm pondering in relationship to this notion of a center for planning the global system decommissioning, the notion that we, as a rule, because there's no discussion of it or we don't hear about this concept, as a rule, we don't think of hidden power in this big sense of insinuated in all of our lives. Continuing with Alice, an important role also seemed to be played by frequent changes in the living situation. One six-year-old girl who had lived with 10 different foster families couldn't understand why she kept her own name, no matter whose house she was living in. The drawings the children made of people were exceedingly primitive, and many of them were unable to make a drawing of themselves, although the pictures they drew of inanimate objects were appropriate for their age. The children had a conscience, or rather, a system of values that was extremely rigid and punitive. They were highly critical of themselves as well as of others, became indignant or extremely agitated when other children overstepped their ironclad rules for what was good and bad. The children were almost completely unable to express anger and aggression toward adults. Their stories and games, on the other hand, were full of aggression and brutality. Dolls and fictitious persons were constantly being beaten, tormented, and killed. Many children repeated their own abuse in their play. One child, whose skull had been broken 3 times as an infant, always made up stories about people or animals who suffered head injuries. Another child, whose mother had attempted to drown it when it was a baby, began the play therapy by drowning a doll baby in the bathtub and then having the police take the mother to prison. Although these real-life events played little part in the children's openly expressed fears, they were the basis of a strong unconscious preoccupation. The children were almost never able to express their anxieties verbally, yet they harbored intense feelings of rage and a strong desire for revenge, which, however, were accompanied by a great fear of what might happen if these impulses should erupt. And my comment, I hope the extreme violence of this example doesn't distract us from seeing the degree to which obedience or utilitarianism as the base mindset of class makes puppets of all of us, places us in the hands of hidden power actors, the only ones who benefit from the imposition of this mindset, who have ever, through the ages of class, insisted on making use of us for any purpose that occurs to their heartlessness. A use that has grown ever more heinous. Time to break that cycle is what our ancestors are telling us. Time for us to get big, grow our gifts, work together to build that alternative, and most deaf, time to take responsibility for all the children.